98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Are you working from home? If you are, I want to hear from you because there are thousands of you listening to the show at this moment who are working from home. Maybe you've been working from home for nearly a year. Maybe it's a relatively new thing. Either way, we want to hear from you this morning because we have a very simple question for you. Do you make as much of an effort with your appearance now that you're working from home as you would have when you were in an office or whatever? Do you dress the exact same way as you would if you were heading into your job? And a question for women working from home. Do you bother with the morning makeup and hair routine while working from home? Or are you someone who is working from home and does so in your tracksuit? Or even worse, your PJs? Our Jeremy at this moment, because so many people are being asked to work from home, he is working from home. And we found out yesterday that our Jeremy, who's working from home at the minute, was in his PJs all day while doing Zoom meetings and whatever. Now, interestingly, he actually said, sure, there's no need for video on this call. So the our production meeting yesterday morning was just an audio meeting. And he took part in it without video. And subsequently, we learned that he actually spent all day yesterday in his pyjamas. Now, an article out earlier this week highlighted the importance of getting dressed up while you're working from home. But are you one of the many who just couldn't be arsed with the hassle of it? Now, many people are also doing a fake commute and going for a walk before and after their working day, so it feels like they're going to work. Has your routine changed? Are you sitting at your desk at home in a suit? Be a bit strange, but yeah, okay, if you are. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Now, I'm somebody who, before all of this, I would regularly enough wear a suit into work. Because I like looking smart. But ever since all this happened, I haven't bothered. Because there's hardly anybody here. So there's nobody to even notice whether you're dressed up and looking well or not. So I haven't really bothered. The odd day I do, and people kind of look at me and like, why are you all dressed up? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Call me right now on 6797981. If you are working from home, I'd like to find out whether you make an extra effort. And do you get dressed up, even if you're not working from home? Are you getting dressed up for anything? For example, myself and my missus went out for a walk the other day, and she went off before we went for a walk and got dressed up and put her makeup on. Just to feel like she had to put makeup on. And she actually felt great. So are you somebody who makes any effort to get dressed up? And maybe it's for a meal with your husband and wife on a Friday night or a Saturday night and you make an effort? Or maybe you just don't bother and you lounge around in your PJs all day, every day. Call me right now on 6797981. Our Jeremy just sent me a photograph this minute of the way in which he's dressed as he's working from home. No shoes on, just socks, tracksuit bottoms. Yeah, not even bothering with shoes today. Okay, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. For example, I was on to somebody last week in customer service in Bank of Ireland. And this particular lady, she was brilliant and all of that, made a point of saying to me before she proceeded with the call that she was working from home and that I may hear children in the background, which is strange enough anyway. You ring the bank and there's kids in the background, and I could hear the kids in the background. But I got to thinking, this lady in Bank of Ireland, who'd normally work in a call centre, obviously dresses up to go to work. And it got me to thinking, I wonder what she's wearing. And I didn't mean that in that sort of way, if you know what I mean. I was just curious, would she bother dressing up, or was she lounging around in her PJs while dealing with customer service queries from Bank of Ireland? So let me know about you working from home and whether or not you make an effort to get dressed up. Do you have a certain routine? I know, for example, one of my colleagues who's been working at home, he makes the effort. He gets up in the morning, he has his shower, and he wears the clothes that he would wear if he were coming into the office. So he dresses the same way as he would coming into the office. He doesn't even put slippers on. He puts his shoes on and he makes the effort. So let me know where you are with working from home and whether or not you bother getting dressed up. Do you bother with the makeup? Do you do your hair? Or are you one of those people who is regularly on Zoom meetings and you get dressed up from the waist up? But from the waist down, where nobody can see you on a Zoom call, you're actually in your pyjama bottoms or your tracksuit bottoms. Let me know. I want to find out. Fiona, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Fiona.
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Fiona, you're working from home, are you?
Yeah, since last March.
Since last March. How are you coping with that, firstly?
Yeah, grand.
You kind of gotten used to it, have you?
Yeah, definitely.
So, tell me about your daily routine.
Try and get up in and around the normal-ish time.
Mm-hmm.
Get breakfast for the kids, get dressed, make sure they're dressed, just to get the day started. Because I feel if I stay in my pyjamas all day, I just feel too lazy and
yeah.
I don't get anything done.
Okay, and that's exactly what one of my colleagues was saying to me earlier on. He makes the effort of getting up, having his shower and getting dressed in the clothes that he'd normally wear to work anyway.
Yeah, I don't wear my normal work clothes, but I do make sure that I have, you know, normal clothes on. But I find, like, it could be a hoodie and leggings, say. But I try and get the kids out for a walk at lunchtime and stuff. So
good,
I
yep.
make sure that we're dressed just to be able to get out. I don't make the effort with makeup or anything like that anymore. But
and would you have?
Not all the time.
But you would more than you do now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So, are you on Zoom calls and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And would I know with the Zoom call that you haven't put as much effort in as you used to?
Probably not, no. Like, I never wore a whole lot of makeup or anything like that to work. So, to them seeing me with no makeup, it's absolutely fine. But I always am dressed. Now, to them, they wouldn't be able to see my bottom half. But, yeah, to them, it would look like I was just sitting at home with a hoodie on or normal clothes.
Okay, so, because like I said, I got to thinking when I was talking to a lady in Bank of Ireland the other day in customer service, and she told me that she was working from home. And the only reason she told me was in case I heard kids in the background. And I got to thinking, this lady that would normally work in a call centre and probably dress quite well, I got to thinking, I wonder what she's wearing. Is she wearing a tracksuit or whatever? And it was kind of a weird thought. I didn't actually ask her because it would have sounded a bit pervy, so I didn't ask her what she was wearing. But I was thinking, what is this woman who works for Bank of Ireland wearing at the other end of the phone? Okay, so you don't make the same effort that you would have, but you do make an effort.
Yes.
Okay. And how are you coping with the kids while you're working from home?
Trying to keep them in some sort of routine. We're doing homeschooling and stuff at the moment, which is a daily battle.
Mm-hmm.
But just, yeah, trying to get them out, trying to keep them occupied. They might have a couple of calls with, like, video calls, say, with their friends, just to keep in contact with them. So far, so good.
Okay, well, fingers crossed it doesn't last too long. And just finally, while I'm talking to you, would you, in the future, be happy to stay working from home, or do you look forward to the day that you actually get out and go to work?
I'd prefer a mix. So, you know, if you've done, say, 3 days in the office, 2 days at home.
Right, okay. And I think that's what a lot of people are thinking.
Yeah.
You know, that it's working quite well, working from home. And I know an awful lot of people think, hey, this could work even for a couple of days a week in the future. Anyway, well done, Fiona. Thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Irene.
I've been working from home since March, and when I was in the office, I would get dressed up, I'd have my hair done, I'd be wearing makeup, but since I've been working from home, I'm at home in my pajamas, no makeup, hair in a ponytail, no bra. It's fantastic. The only way I get dressed if I have to go shop or something, but like other than that, I'm just at home in my PJs.
Oh, okay, fair enough, Irene. And I'm assuming you're not on Zoom video calls where your colleagues can see in your PJs, or are you? I'd love to know, Irene. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Are you working from home? And if so, do you make an effort to get up, get dressed, do your hair, do your makeup, or are you just not bothered with any of that and do exactly what Irene does and lounge around in your PJs all day? Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. And here's, let me do a very quick Dublin Talks text poll. And this is the question I want to ask you. If you are working from home, do you make the same effort with your appearance as you did before you started working from home? Just send a yes or a no to 0877 98 98 98. The question once again is, if you are working from home, do you make the same effort with your appearance as you would have before you started working from home, when you were going into a workplace? Just send a yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Are you making the same sort of effort on your appearance now as you would have beforehand if you are working from home? Yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. This is Sam.
Good morning, Adrian. Sam here. I've been working from home for the past month and a half, and I have to say I live in my tracksuits and my t-shirts. I get a shower every morning, but no makeup, and that's it. No makeup, in my tracksuit. That's it. I don't have that many meetings on during the week via Zoom, but I have to say living in my tracksuit is just the best thing ever. I love it.
Oh, yeah, okay, you see, here's the thing with me. Now, I'm fortunate that I am coming into work every day, so obviously I have to get dressed. I couldn't arrive in, maybe I'd arrive into work tomorrow in my PJs, but, so yeah, I obviously have to get dressed. And even at the weekends, I mean, there's nothing to do, but I still, in the morning, get up and get dressed. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. And I'm just looking at your messages, and I asked you, if you're working from home, do you make the same effort now as you would beforehand with your appearance? And I asked you to send yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. And the vast majority of you are saying, no, I don't make the effort. Why should I bother? John, you're on 98 FM. How are you, John?
Very well, Aiden, yourself.
John, are you working from home?
Yes.
How are you coping March. With that?
It's ups and downs, you know, like missed the crack with the in the office and that, you know. You know, sort of like isolated.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people feel that way. And in terms of making an effort, what do you do? Do you have any sort of routine?
Yes, I get up at the normal time that I'd start work at. And take me normal breaks and just finish up around 4:30.
Okay, and that would have been fairly normal for you, would it?
Normal, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So do you get up and do you get dressed, or do you just get up and lounge around in your tracksuit or what?
No, I get up and have a shower and get into it. Just like casual, I wouldn't be sort of dressing up like for office and stuff and all that, but it'd be casual wear, but I'll get up and have a shower, shave the lot.
Okay, so you do all of that. And is that important for you to get yourself into that kind of mindset of, I am up now to work? It's not like a Saturday or Sunday where you can just lounge around all day.
Yes, it is, because I want to sort of get into the habit. Like, you know, you can say, oh, it's just lays around, but I'd like to sort of just to, when I go back, to when we get back to normal, that you're still in doing the same sort of regime and that, you know. And people have said that, you know, like talking to people, oh, keep your regime, what you are doing, get up at your normal time. Okay, I'm getting up a little bit, say a half an hour later, because I'm not travelling.
Yes, of course, yeah.
But, so I've sort of gained a little bit on that. But the rest, no, I get up and, as I say, have a shower, shave and breakfast and dress up just casual. But still, and walk me.
Okay, so not dressing up the way you would have when you were going into an office. Because a mate of mine I was talking to over the last couple of days, and he, in the company he works for, he's a team leader, and he manages teams all over the world. So he regularly is on meetings with them, and he puts on a shirt and tie sitting in his own sitting room just to present an image of professionalism or whatever, but has tracksuit bottoms on his bottoms, which I find bizarre, but... So the image that the people on his teams around the world are seeing is, oh, this man's still as professional as he ever was.
Yeah, yeah, I could well understand him doing that, you know, and like I've seen, you know, you see the ads on the telly and all that, you know, like, you know, people, you know, like I've been in shorts for the whole year and all that, you know, am I bad and that, you know, but no, I just feel myself that I just the routine that I have in to... just to try and keep it as normal. I know, okay, I'm not going out the door, but just to try and keep it as normal as possible.
Fair play to you, John. And going forward, would you like to stay working from home, or can you not wait to get back to an office place?
Can't wait to get back to a normal office.
Commute.
I don't care about getting stuck in traffic in the whole. I just want to be back in with the crowd and have a bit of crack.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Jessica.
Good morning. I have to say, I put on tan last night and I actually feel so much better today. Otherwise, I was walking around looking like a vein.
Oh, okay. Yep. Like I said, we were going out for a walk the other day, myself and herself, and she decided to put makeup on just to go out for a walk because it made her feel human. I'd love to hear from you. If you're working from home, are you in your PJs all day? Or do you make an effort to dress the way you would have dressed when you were going into an office? We'll take a quick break. We'll take a couple more calls after that. So the majority of you have sent us messages say you don't make the same sort of effort working from home at your appearance than you would have if you were going out, getting on the bus or hopping in the car and heading off to work. This is from Tom. It is.
I'm working from home, and although I've probably got lazier with time, getting up later, LOL, I do still try to dress smartly throughout the day. I try anyway, but I try to dress particularly professional when I am doing work, because it gets you in the right frame of mind. And as well, I'm on online classes and meetings anyway, so I would be seen as it is anyway, although I suppose I could turn off the camera, but I don't know, put you in a better frame of mind, a more logical way of thinking, I think.
All right. Most days I'm working from home, no makeup, and some days no bra. On days I've meetings, I do get dressed, says that message. Owen, what's your dress routine working from home?
Mine would be normally a T-shirt and shorts.
T-shirt and shorts for the whole day?
Yeah, basically. It's just like, you kind of, like at the start of it, yeah, I was getting dressed normal, wearing my shirt and jeans or my shirt and trousers. But after a while, you still don't feel motivated. Plus, you're at home, you're in your own home, and like, you don't have your office chair, which probably be more comfortable to sit on. You're probably sitting on like a stool or some hard kitchen chair, and you want some sort of comfort, like, you know, so that's what I feel like, dressing your comfort clothes.
Now, would you have ever gone to work in a T-shirt and shorts, ever?
Never in a T-shirt and shorts.
No. You'd probably be stared out of it if you did, wouldn't you?
I'd probably be sent home.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're saying at the start you did, but now you don't feel motivated. So are you motivated for work if you're sitting around in a T-shirt and shorts?
I am, yeah. Like, I'm being kept busy. Sometimes, you know, like, I'm sure everyone has days where you just don't feel like, oh, I can't do this anymore, I need to get back in the office, or like, oh, what's the point? But, like, some days you don't feel motivated and some days you do. It really depends on the day, but the majority of the time I am feeling motivated.
Okay, now, the question I've been asking, and I've asked a lot of people, I've spoken to a lot of people who would actually love to stay working from home, would you?
No.
No.
For me, like, during... late last year, me and my partner had a baby, so it's nice being able to, you know, finish, when I finish work, I get to see her straight away, before I go to work, I get to see her straight away, instead of, like, you know, that hour, going into work and that hour getting home, it is nicer, but as well, I think for your mental state, you kind of, like, for me personally, I'm dying to get back in the office to see my colleagues and stuff, like, it's grand when you're talking the phone to them and stuff, and you have your Zoom chats, but it's just not the same, if you get what I mean.
Okay, so you like to be able to separate home life from work life?
Yeah, like, even if we weren't going back to the office full time, even just, like, you know, 3 days a week, so, like, the first 3 days and the next 2 days I'm working from home. Like, I'd happily do that.
All right, very good. All right, best of luck, Owen. Thanks very much indeed. He's in the shorts and T-shirt all day. Laura?
No, what's the point, like?
Yes, says it all, really. No, what's the point, like? Vicky.
Morning, Adrian. I'm working from home, and do I make an effort? No, I don't. I probably spend most of the day in my jammies. I actually only work morning, so I logged on by about 7:30 in the morning. Everybody's still in bed, so I pretty much put on my dressing gown and come downstairs. The only time I will actually put makeup on and, you know, make a bit of an effort is if I have a work call scheduled that morning. Other than that, I don't see the point. Might as well save the makeup for when I can actually make a bit of an effort and get back into the office. But no, don't see any point. Nobody's seeing me apart from the kids and the husband. As far as I'm concerned, it's a big fat waste of time. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Vicky. Hi, Adrian, says this message. It's PJs to lunch. Then straight up to change into trackies or loungewear. Trackies and loungewear, though, are not dissimilar to PJs. Okay, so the big effort is actually taking off your PJs and putting on your tracksuit. Woohoo! Adrian, I've been at home since March and haven't got dressed up once, says that message. And this is from Anita.
Hi, it's Anita here. So I've been working from home since around September last year, and I was in a good routine at the start of it, you know, getting up, getting dressed the way I normally would if I was to go to work in the office, and that kind of thing, was in a good routine, would get up and eat some breakfast. And then as the days started getting darker and longer, I don't know what it was, fell out of the routine, and now I get up and put some tracksuit bottoms on or like an oversized jumper, just be a bit comfortable. I don't have to be on video calls during the week anymore, whereas I did at the start. And, you know, not being on video calls does, you know, affect you. I did let my appearance slip a little bit. Like, I wouldn't wear makeup or anything during the week, whereas I would have previously. But, yeah, I think it definitely does, when you start to feel isolated, it does kind of hit you a little bit harder. So I think it is a little bit more tough to kind of get yourself into that mindset and that regime, especially when you start to lose your motivation a little bit. And that can happen when you're working from home. So that's kind of how I currently feel. But it is very hard to get back in the swing of things. I'd say when the offices open back up, it'd be very, very hard to get back into that routine. So I think a lot of people will be in the same boat as myself. But yeah, no, it is very difficult.
All right, Anita, thanks very much indeed. And finally, Claire says, hi, Adrian. Yes, you're right to get dressed at the weekends. I mentioned that, well, obviously I have to get dressed coming in here. It'd look a bit strange if I didn't. But even at the weekends, when I get up, I get dressed. It has to be a conscious decision for me to lounge around for the day. But anyway, I think it is a terrible habit to get into not getting dressed. My son is working from home. He's up every morning, has his shower and wash, and gets dressed. He feels a lot better in himself by doing that, and always looks well at home. There you go. Thank you very much indeed, Claire. And all of you who are working from home, keep up the good fight. And I know an awful lot of you do want to stay working from home, but I feel, just from messages we've gotten over the last couple of weeks, that the majority of you who are working from home are literally counting down the days till you can actually hop on the bus or hop in the car and head back into work. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for all of your calls. This is 98FM.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.